welcome to the Brown Bowl podcast. This is a podcast created for the love of food and meant to support you on a journey to making more vegan choices, no matter where you are along the way. I'm your host, Kim Sujovalski. I'm a teacher, a certified plant-based cook, and for years, I've been helping people go vegan or take more steps in that direction by teaching you how to cook delicious vegan meals, get back in the kitchen, and improve your relationship with food. So are you ready? Lace up those trainers if you're going for a walk, or grab a cup of coffee, get comfy on the couch, and listen in. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Brown Bowl podcast. I'm glad you're here. Last week we had a very, very long and a long episode full of information, full of all of those things that are, you know, those common struggles that we go through when we are making the transition into being vegan. And a lot of you have told me that you loved the episode. Thank you so much. I'm glad it helped. I know it was a long one. Sometimes I have no idea when I'm sitting down to record how long it's actually going to be because I add lots of stories and things when I'm kind of going through the material that I want to share with you. So I know it was a long one. So today I have a shorter episode for you, and it's going to be absolutely scrumptious because we are talking all about smoothies. And just as we did, you know, in all of our food pairing episodes, which are awesome if you're kind of interested in learning a little bit about what foods really go well together, what flavors really play well together, this is also going to be another one for that list, but it's specifically dedicated to smoothies. We're going to talk all about them in a second, but before we do, I want to share with you yet again our brand new free course. I am so excited about this course. We've got so many people that have signed up, which is so exciting. It's an absolutely free cooking course, all online, all on video format. And you kind of get to learn how to cook all of your delicious breakfast and brunch classic favorites, but all in their vegan versions. And you don't have to be vegan to join. If you want to kind of start taking more steps in this direction or trying to learn how you can cook with fruits and vegetables and whole grains and all of the delicious treats we vegans eat, then this course is going to be perfect for you. We go through all of the steps. I teach you why it is that we do every single thing we do in each of the recipes so that you kind of start gaining a little bit of independence in the kitchen. And we make everything from scrambles to frittatas. We make blueberry scones. We make all sorts of pancakes and stuffed French toast. We have PB&J stuffed French toast, which is to die for. I can't even talk about it. It's so good. We go through, just all of those traditional basics. We include some of our YouTube favorites so that you have everything in one place. We include tons of printables that you can stick to your fridge or keep in your kitchen binder, and that will give you tons of ideas for simple breakfasts that you can assemble. I teach you how to make my 5-minute roll-ups, which are great breakfast on the go. I mean, there are so many different recipes and dishes that we cover together and that I teach you how to make. And one thing that is included, and that's why I'm mentioning it in today's episode, is we make a smoothie together. We talk about the perfect architecture for a smoothie. That's important. We're going to discuss it today too. And especially because I share our brand new smoothie guide printable. It's called Brown Bowl's Guide to Smoothies, and I'm going to talk about it later in the episode as well, just as a kind of reminder, so you go check that out in the course. And it's a great little printable that you can stick to your fridge and you can add kind of variety to your smoothies. And it's really, really awesome and amazing. And I know you're going to love the course. People are loving it so far, and they are all, you know, easy to make things. And we make, you know, from very, very simple 5-minute breakfast that you can make throughout the week to more advanced recipes like our yummy breakfast sausages, which you can make from scratch. And, you know, all these things, even if you don't have access to some of the great vegan products that are available these days, you can still make them at home. And I teach you how to do that. So if you're interested in signing up for the course, remember, it's absolutely free. There's no fee at all. You can just go to brownbowl.com/breakfast and you can watch our little video trailer, and you can sign up by clicking the button that is right below it. So I hope to see you in there. And now we are heading right in to talk about smoothies. Okay, so let's face it, you know, smoothies are very trendy right now. They are in. I think we had, a few years ago, we had a very big juice trend, but I think the juice trend kind of went away because the machine is such a pain to clean. Am I right? I have one and I haven't used it in such a long time. I love to have it for things like making carrot juice, which then I use in a recipe, for example. But I think it just makes things a lot more complicated. And it gets a little bit expensive because you have to use a lot of produce to produce a glass of juice, right? Now, green juices and all the different varieties that you can make are, they're wonderful. They are absolutely amazing. But I think smoothies are a great quick 5-minute way, and all you have to do is wash out your blender afterwards. I think they're so easy to make and it doesn't take as many ingredients and you can make so many combinations. I absolutely love smoothies. I think they're a great filling snack. You can sometimes have it as an on-the-go breakfast. I mean, they're really great. And I think they're in because we have finally found a way to make adult milkshakes and have them any time of day, right? It's the perfect excuse. And if you're a milkshake fan, you know what I'm talking about, right? These are sweet, they're creamy, they're cold. That's what you want in a great smoothie and in a great milkshake. And, you know, it's a great excuse to add lots of goodies. And we're going to talk about that in a second. So, you know, for some of us, it's an excuse to have a kind of post-workout boost of nutrition, right? You drink it after a workout to kind of replenish. And if you like taking things like protein powders and things like that, I know some athletes love this. You can include it. You know, for other people, it has nothing to do with this, and it's more about having a meal on the go and putting everything in the blender. For many people, it's the fact that you don't feel that hungry in the morning. And, you know, this means that if you're one of these people where, you know, you have to wake up really early and you're really not that into having a big breakfast early in the morning, this is a great option that you can take with you, right? And for some of us, smoothies are kind of all about piling on those veggies to make sure that we're getting plenty of greens and all of the other nutrients we need throughout the day, right? It's a great little excuse to pile on things, and because you kind of get to hide them between the layers of sweetness and the fruit, right? For me though, although many of these reasons kind of play a part, right, at different moments, I just love the silky smooth texture and I love it combined with that really, really cold temperature. And of course, you know, it's great because you're having something sweet and also nutritious. So I think all in all, smoothies rock. They're really, really awesome. But, you know, I do have a problem with smoothies, and it's that, and you might agree with me here, this might be the case for you too. The problem I have with smoothies is I kind of get used to making a couple, right, one or two, and I love them, and I just keep making the same two smoothies over and over and over again. So I wanted, when we were creating the Breakfast and Brunch Classics course, I wanted to kind of create a guide that would inspire me to kind of vary things up and switch things up, because I think variety is very important, and not only for, you know, keeping your taste buds interested in having fun, but also because you get to kind of swap out some nutrients that, you know, you might not be getting enough of. You might, if by mixing things up, you're kind of covering your bases, right? So I think it's really cool. And of course, today's episode is all about mixing things up, right? And just like we did with our food pairings episodes, you can go check back and take a look and, well, listen to those. They're really awesome. They're all about strange food pairings, things that really go together if you're kind of into experimenting and trying new things in the kitchen. Today, we're going to do that with our smoothie combinations, right? I'm going to share some yummy combinations of flavors that really go very well together. And I'm also going to talk about smoothie architecture. And yes, that is a thing. And it's very important, right? The architecture of a good smoothie so that it's not runny, so that it's not so thick that it won't pass through your straw. So, you know, it's a kind of a little, it's not a science, but if you follow kind of the different principles for a great smoothie, things get so much better, right? Okay, so I'm going to give you all of those tricks for the perfect texture and temperature. And at the end of the episode, I'm also going to remind you to go back to our free Breakfast and Brunch Classics course and get that printable, which is included in the course. And that's a great little idea. It's like a little visual guide where you can pick ingredients from different categories and start creating your own. I think it's really cool. And yeah, I mean, you just grab what you have and you stick it in your blender and you blend away. So, you know, when it comes to the architecture of a good smoothie, I think there are four things that we always need to pay attention to. And if you keep these in mind, you're going to start getting some great ideas. So the four things are: number one, temperature. Number two, texture. Number three, nutrition. And number four, yumminess. It wouldn't be me if I didn't include yumminess and deliciousness, right? And pure pleasure when you drink your smoothie. It's very important. So we're going to go through all of these very briefly, and then I'm going to head right into giving you some great combo options. So first thing is temperature, right? If you're a smoothie fan, you know that temperature is beyond important, right? I mean, a lukewarm smoothie, that doesn't sound appetizing, right? Can you imagine it right now, a lukewarm smoothie? I'm sure you've had them because at one point or another, you had all your fruit outside of your fridge. Your non-dairy milk wasn't in the fridge. It was, you know, in your pantry. And that was all you had. And maybe, I don't know, you added a couple of ice cubes, but it didn't do much. And you've had your fair share of lukewarm smoothies. I'm sure I can tell you I have. And this is not only, you know, going to be weird to drink, but the problem with not having a cold smoothie is it doesn't let those sweet flavors shine through. And something that happens, and this is why sometimes when we make salads and especially things like coleslaws, I know this has nothing to do with smoothies, but bear with me. When we make these types of foods, bean salads and pasta salads and grain salads and all of these things that are not green-based, we really need to chill them because the flavors kind of come together in a special way. The same thing happens with smoothies. When smoothies are not cold, you're gonna start noticing hints of flavor of the separate components as opposed to kind of a unified, scrumptious drink. What does this mean? This means that you might take a sip and you might feel very strong flavor of spinach, or you might feel a very strong flavor of something else that you added that was maybe a little more pungent, or I don't know, you know what I mean, especially when we add vegetables to our smoothies. So I'm going to give you some tricks for getting the perfect temperature, and please keep these in mind because temperature is going to make all the difference. So one trick that I love is I love to freeze my non-dairy milk. And you can freeze this in ice cube trays. And once they're frozen, it doesn't mean you have to have hundreds of ice cube trays. Once they're frozen, you take the ice cubes out, you add them to a baggie, and you keep the baggies in the freezer. And this is going to help chill your smoothies without watering them down with standard ice cubes, which is what we normally use, right? So here, you're kind of combining two components. You're combining the non-dairy milk that you would have normally added, and you're combining the ice cubes, only they're not going to water your smoothie down. I think this is a great, great tip. And by the way, I'm going to sneak this in here because I love smoothies, but I love cooking meals even more. So you're going to hear a lot of these. So this is a great trick to do with coconut milk that you then add to curries. If you're cooking a curry and you want just a little bit of non-dairy milk, you can also do this with vegetable broth and add it in to a sauce or a pan gravy. This is a great trick. Really cool. All right, another option, which is what you've probably heard of when it comes to making sure that your smoothies are nice and cold, is to freeze the fruit that you'll be using. And especially when it comes to bananas, which you kind of cut into chunks and put them in freezer baggies, and also berries. These are my two favorites for freezing, and then you add them to your blender directly from frozen. And it's really great because you have that cold temperature and you're gonna have that thickening power of especially the banana in that case. And the berries really kind of hold up. They really do. And it's really awesome. It's also a trick that's going to help you save money, because what you could do is you can buy fruits at the peak of the season and you can freeze them for later use. It's really helpful. And this is another tip that helps you get organized. And if you're a member of our online program and you've been watching our Getting Organized series, you know what I'm talking about. It helps you get organized because once a week you can prepare little baggies with everything you're going to need for one smoothie. You know, you've got your non-dairy milk, ice cubes, and your fruit, and you can even add your greens if you're if you're using them from frozen, or just, you know, just the things you'd freeze. And that's going to save you time. Then you just have to add whatever it is you want to add that is fresh, and you blend them away. So you have all of these baggies at the beginning of the week ready and waiting for you with the ingredients for one smoothie. And it's really, really helpful to help you get organized. If you want a snack, if you need to go and you didn't eat something and you're hungry, pop it in your blender really quickly, blend it up, and you take it with you. So that's what I have to say about temperature. It's important. It's important, especially if you're including lots of vegetables in your smoothies. It's going to help unify things. And a trick I'm going to mention in a second, but it's also related to temperature, is there are certain vegetables that become smoothie possibilities when they're frozen, but they aren't if they're not frozen, because the freezing process kind of tames the flavor. This is the case for broccoli. Broccoli, the stems, the thick stem that we normally toss, you can add this to smoothies for a calcium boost. You can even add the florets if you want. The freezing process is going to help you tame that down a little bit, especially if you drink it right away. So, temperature. Have I said that it's cool and important? All right, next up is texture, and this is equally as important, right? It's very important in a smoothie. You know, the perfect smoothie has to be very silky and perfectly blended, right, with no chunks, and it has to have this rich consistency. Otherwise, you're having a juice or, I don't know, something else. A smoothie is meant to be silky and rich and delicious. And I want you to think of that milkshake, but with lots of fruits and vegetables instead of the ice cream. That's kind of what you want with this, right? That's the perfect texture of a smoothie. So here's some tricks to getting the perfect texture. I want you to think of a thickener for your smoothies. This is always kind of what I call the base, right? Apart from the non-dairy milk, which is what we normally use, you can use other bases when it comes to the liquid as well. You can use water for sure. You can use a juice that you've made previously if you want to add that flavor. But I think non-dairy milk is what we all normally use. So besides this base, the main base is that thickener for the smoothie. And my favorites are bananas, mango, and coconut. And this can be coconut meat or unsweetened coconut flakes. These are all going to kind of thicken up the smoothie. By base, I don't mean that this is the largest component of your smoothie, right? At least that's not the case for my smoothies. It just means that I start off by thinking about a thickener or a base. Then choosing a thick non-dairy milk. This is also going to help, right? There are so many varieties of plant-based milks out there now, and there is a difference not only when it comes to taste, but when it comes to the thickness of the milk. For example, rice milk and oat milk are a little bit, you know, runnier and less thick than, for example, an almond milk or a soy milk. So think of, if you want to make something really rich and thick, think of choosing a non-dairy milk that will provide that. So my favorites are calcium fortified soy milk or almond milk or coconut milk. These are amazing. Always try whenever possible to buy your non-dairy milks calcium fortified. It's an extra boost. It can't hurt. I think it's a great choice, especially if you're not very diligent about getting all of your green leafy vegetables, calcium-rich green leafy vegetables every single day. This is a great way to kind of supplement it, right? So adding a little calcium, buying milks that have a little calcium added, I think is fabulous. Okay, another thing you can do for texture, add a creamy boost by adding, for example, 1 or 2 tablespoons of your favorite nut butter. This can be almond butter, peanut butter. And by adding almond butter, you're adding extra calcium too. We're going to talk about calcium in a second. You're adding, almonds, almond butter. You're adding, great calcium with the almond butter and great protein with the peanut butter, because as you know, peanuts are legumes, not nuts. So lots of protein in peanut butter. And you're also adding the amazing flavor, the amazing texture, and some healthy fats as well. So that's a great idea. Tahini is also a possibility, and it's very high in calcium. We're going to talk about that in a second when we talk about nutrition. Okay, now We're going to talk about protein powders and other nutrient powders when I talk about nutrition too, but these are also great for adding texture to a smoothie, right? They can help thicken it up because you're basically adding a dry ingredient to a smoothie and you're making it thicker. So if you have a protein powder that you like and you're in the habit of eating these aren't necessary. These aren't the only way to get protein in a vegan diet. You can do this with food, but if you like to, this is a great way, and it's especially a good way if in a particular day you didn't eat as well, you didn't think of your protein sources, you didn't have any legumes, you can add a little boost. I have a container sitting in my pantry, and I use it sometimes, not every day, but I sometimes include it. And there are many that are really good and yummy, and we're going to talk about them in a second a little bit more, but they also help with texture. Okay, another thing you can do when you need to thicken up a smoothie is to add ground flax seeds or chia seeds, and these will add body and thickness, and they're gonna add tons of nutritional benefits. However, there's a little caveat to these two. These are powerful thickeners because they absorb so much of the liquid that they can become a kind of gel. So if you're going to use these, make sure that you use more liquid in the smoothie than you normally would. Otherwise, you're going to start getting kind of this very strange consistency. You're not going to be able to get it through a straw if you eat it through a straw, drink it through a straw. These are powerful. So either, you know, add a little more liquid if you're using these, or add a little less amount of the flax seeds and chia seeds. Flax seeds have to be ground up when you add them. Okay, another option that I don't normally do this, but I've heard a lot of people who do and they love it, is to add a bit of avocado to a green smoothie that needs a bit of thickening up. And for me, this is kind of not necessary. I prefer to use it with the other bases that I told you about before because I love avocado and I prefer to eat it when I'm going to kind of experience the taste, because you can't really taste it that much in the smoothie. It just thickens it up. It's definitely an option. Another option is to use papaya as a base. This is a fruit that some people like, some people don't like. If you like the taste, this also thickens up and it's great as a base, like the mango and the banana. And it goes great with some options. I love papaya. Carlos hates it. He can't even be around it. He hates the smell. So I know that there are some of me out there and there are some of him out there. That wasn't even good grammar, but you know what I mean, right? I know that there are some of you out there who are like, he is, and some of you who are like, I am. So another thing you can do, and this is pretty cool, is to add some non-dairy yogurt to your smoothie. We tend to only think of plant-based milks, but we can think of plant-based yogurts too. And this will not only add a little extra richness and thickness, but it provides probiotics to your drink. And this is great for gut health and immunity. So pretty cool, right? But sometimes I bet you haven't thought of that, or maybe you have, and I'm the only one that's new to this new way of making a smoothie. I love it. I think it really adds great flavor and great thickness. If you balance it out with the other ingredients, pretty cool. All right, another thing you can do, and I love this when a smoothie is supposed to be a substitute for a meal, like a big meal, like breakfast, for example, is to add some oats, some rolled oats, add them to the blender. This will give you a very silky and sweet texture. You don't have to add very much, but it's going to make it a little bit more filling, and it's going to give you some, you know, I don't know, just it's going to thicken it up, of course, but it's also going to be a little more satisfying. It's going to keep you fuller for longer. And of course, last but not least, when it comes to texture, is to blend your smoothies well. Don't be impatient, right? Blend them up really well. This will ensure that you don't get any chunks and that you have a very silky texture with everything incorporated. Pretty cool. Okay, nutrition. Nutrition is so important. That's basically why smoothies, I think, have gotten so popular, because you can add a lot of stuff in there. In fact, it's a great option for kids to, you know, sneak in some of the vegetables that maybe they don't like to eat, right? They're not going to see them. If you're making something that's a little off-putting in color or that's green, you can use a sippy cup where they can't see what is inside, right? They're just going to taste the sweet flavor. I've talked about this smoothie trick before, and it's great. It's great for you. It's great for kids. It's Awesome. So smoothies are just the perfect excuse for one of those nutritional recommendations we have as vegans, and that's that we should be consuming as many calcium-rich green leafy vegetables as we can. And the minimum recommendation is 3 servings per day. Now, unless you are overloading on salads and kale chips and you're just an absolute green leafy junkie, you know, some of us find smoothies a great helper when it comes to drinking our green leafies, especially early in the morning, because some of us, you know, you can't even think about having some green leafies early in the morning, and sometimes you can't think of having them as a snack either. That means that your entire amount, you know, your recommendation of green leafies is just kind of depending on lunch and dinner. And this is a way to add them for breakfast. I love it. It's basically the main reason why I have them. I always include a green leafy vegetable in my smoothies. So, you know, besides the green leafies, smoothies are also a great excuse to get some healthy fats and omega-3 sources like chia seeds and flax seeds. Remember what I told you about how they thicken it up very, like, hardcore, right? So adjust your liquid. And they're also a wonderful excuse to add in additional protein and, you know, many other nutrients. So I'm going to give you some of the ideas for nutritional boosts that I love to add to my smoothies. So first up, we have lots of fiber. I love adding lots of fiber in the form of fruits and vegetables. And, you know, from the antioxidants found in blueberries to the iron in spinach, I mean, smoothies are a great way to add fiber and vitamins and minerals by just piling on those fruits and vegetables, and especially the vegetables, right? I always try to have a little larger ratio of veggies with a fruit that is very sweet so that, you know, I can balance things out, and it's really delicious. And I'm going to show you some combinations and pairings in a second. So another thing that is great about adding another little nutritional boost that is wonderful is adding lots of green leafy vegetables. And these are great because of their iron content, calcium, and other minerals. And here are my top sources, both for the nutrition and for the flavor, because there are some green leafy vegetables that are just not going to work in a smoothie, right? If you put, I don't know, arugula or some of the, I don't know, endive, these very kind of peppery or bitter greens, there's no amount of fruit that's going to cover that taste up, right? So there are some that are preferable when it comes to smoothies. You might disagree. You might add anything that's in your fridge to your smoothie, but I can't do that. So my top sources, both for the nutrition and the flavor, are kale. That's one of my favorites because, believe it or not, kale, although you might think that it's bitter, it adds sweet notes to smoothies. It's wonderful. And you can add both the curly and the dinosaur varieties. Swiss chard is another one that I like to add. I love to add spinach. It's one of my go-tos because it also adds lots of hints of that sweetness. And you can also add collard greens. And believe it or not, romaine lettuce, which we don't normally think is a nutritional powerhouse, but it is. And it's very mild in flavor, so you can add it and it's going to be kind of covered up with some of the fruits in your smoothie. And, you know, you can even add, as I mentioned earlier, the leftover stems of broccoli, especially from frozen. So try to freeze these and then you add them into your smoothies. It's going to make the taste a little bit more mild. If you, now this isn't for everybody, right? You might not like it, but I've had lots of smoothies with broccoli stems in them and I can't really taste the flavor. So, you know, you can add so much nutrition and an extra dose of calcium and other nutrients by adding those green leafies. And another great source of calcium, since calcium is what I tend to associate with the green leafies, is adding some tahini or almond butter to your smoothies, which I mentioned before. This is also going to help cream it up, and it's going to add a high dose of calcium. Another calcium-rich fruit that you might not think to add are figs. The only problem with figs is you might get some of those little seeds in there. If you don't mind that, it's also a great calcium boost. Okay, a protein source, right? A protein source is another one of those boosts that you can add to smoothies. And this can be in the form of your favorite plant-based protein powder. And here my favorites are hemp protein, rice protein, and especially pea protein. I feel it has a very mild flavor here I'm talking about, you know, the varieties that don't have any flavor added to them, right? It's not the chocolate or vanilla varieties. Those are basically, you can make a smoothie with just that and some non-dairy milk and get lots of, you know, protein, and many of them come with lots of other nutrients as well. I'm talking about just the basic protein that doesn't have a particular flavor and that you flavor up. You can choose whatever you like, and you can experiment also with different brands and different tastes, right? So it can be in the form of this, or you can add some hemp hearts, which are very high in protein. You can add some spirulina powder or chlorella powder. These are seaweed powders that are basically nutritional powerhouses. They have so many minerals. They're really awesome. And all you need is a little bit. A little bit goes a long way. The only problem with spirulina and chlorella is that they are very expensive. So what I do is whenever I see that they're on sale, I buy a little package and I just use it sparingly here and there just for a little boost. And it's pretty awesome. Another way to add, and a much less expensive way to add protein, is to add peanut butter and soy milk to your smoothies. These are great sources of plant-based protein. Okay, omega-3s. And omega-3s can be in the form of chia seeds or ground flax seeds, like I mentioned. And many of the protein powders sold nowadays also provide sources of these essential fatty acids. Now, you're hearing me talk a lot about protein powders, and I want to make it clear again that protein powders are not necessary for a balanced and healthy vegan diet. They can be an additional boost. They can be a little helper when you're not sure if you maybe ate, you know, that great today, because we don't eat the same way every day. And it can be great when you're sick and you don't feel like eating and you want something, you know, that's a little more soothing and something creamy like a smoothie. You can add your protein into the smoothie. So it has its great advantages. Also, if you're an athlete and you have a very high intake of protein, or, you know, yeah, this, it's a great way to kind of supplement it. It's not necessary. You can choose to have it or not to have it. I make plenty of smoothies with it, and I make plenty of smoothies without it too. They're awesome either way. All right, adding extra antioxidants is pretty cool when you're making a smoothie. And I'm not talking about blueberries, although I add blueberries to practically all of my smoothies because I love them. But I'm talking about spices. And spices are a great way not only to add a kick in the pants, but also some ninja nutrition. So normally lots of antioxidants and vitamins are found in fruits and vegetables. That's why we include them. But spices are great sources too. We kind of tend to underestimate them. And all you need is a little pinch, right? Because they, a little goes a long way. And they help add variety. They help add changes in the flavor. Some of my favorites for smoothies include turmeric powder. Here you have to use just a little bit. Cinnamon, cloves, ginger, nutmeg, and cayenne pepper. If you like a little bit of a kick, if you're making something with cocoa powder, it goes really well together. So these are just some ideas. Remember, a little goes a long way, and you get a little extra dose of nutrition and of these powerful antioxidants, which are so, in some spices, are very prevalent. All right, yumminess, because we have to close this up with yumminess, not the episode, you know, just this part about the architecture of a smoothie. You know, you can have the most nutritious smoothie in the world, but if it doesn't taste good, if it doesn't taste delicious, you're just not going to drink it. You're not going to make it a habit if you want to, right? I want you to remember my motto, always. You know, food is certainly supposed to fuel your body, but it's also supposed to bring joy to the soul. It's so important. So yumminess is our last category in the perfect architecture for a smoothie. So I want you to just make sure that you're adding some delicious goodies to kind of sweeten things up and make it delicious. The good thing about a smoothie is that if you add your vegetables and your fruits and you taste it and it just doesn't taste to your liking, you can add certain things to add a little edge when it comes to making them delicious, right? It doesn't mean you have to add a ton. You can just add a little bit of these to kind of make it more interesting and make it to your liking. That's very important. So here are some of my favorite additions to making smoothies interesting and sweet. So number one, the one I use most frequently, is to add a slice of pear for instant sweetness. Do not underestimate the pear. It's powerful. If you let it ripen really well on the counter, not too much, right? Don't go overboard, because then you're going to have that overly ripe pear taste. But if it's soft, it's going to add so much sweetness, and you're adding, you know, a natural source that comes from a fruit. It's pretty cool. Another thing that you can add, if you taste it and your smoothie just isn't working, you can add a little drizzle of agave or maple syrup. You can add a couple of pitted dates, and this is also going to sweeten them up naturally. You get all of the nutrition and fiber in those dates. Another addition, this isn't a sweet addition, but I love to add it sometimes, especially when I'm really tired and it's the middle of the afternoon and I want a snack. I add a little bit of brewed coffee. If I have leftover coffee from the morning, I just add it, and it's a little extra pick-me-up combined with the other ingredients that I'm using in a smoothie. So that's another one. Cocoa powder is delicious in smoothies, and a little bit goes a long way. And always add a pinch of sea salt when you're using this. If you heard our pairings episode, you know why. But sea salt helps boost the flavor of cocoa powder and of chocolate in general. And it's just a great, if you want to create kind of these chocolatey type smoothies, you just need to add a cocoa powder and a little bit of a sweetener and add a pinch of sea salt. You're going to love it. Another thing you can add to add a little sweetness and variety is a little bit of vanilla extract. You can add a few grapes to sweeten a smoothie as well. Pitted cherries when they're in season. Right now, as I'm recording this, they are in season, and I'm adding cherries to everything. I had cherries in my cereal this morning. It wasn't cereal. It was kind of a granola mix with some nuts and stuff. And I added lots of pitted cherries. I love them. They're really great and very sweet. Another sweetener you can add is a drizzle of molasses. And molasses is also, it's not only going to provide sweetness and that very unique taste that molasses brings, but it also provides a big iron boost. So that's a great option there too. Now, one of my favorite things ever, when I want something really yummy and sweet, and you know, I just want something really decadent, is using rice coconut milk. This is a kind of hybrid milk that includes rice milk and coconut milk. It's the most delicious thing ever. It's really sweet. So for smoothies, you just need to add a little bit. In fact, you can add a little bit of that to whatever milk you're using, or even with some water, and it adds lots of sweetness. Another thing you can add that I love is a very sweet piece of pineapple. If it's really sweet, and especially if you combine that with coconut milk or with the rice coconut milk that I just mentioned, oh my God, it's so good. It's so good. Okay, so that was architecture, smoothie architecture 101. These are the things that I want you to keep in mind when you're creating your own recipes for smoothies, because I'm sure you can come up with so many of them. Now, what I'm going to do now to finish off this episode is I want to give you some yummy smoothie pairings. These are not full recipes for smoothies. These are some of the things that when you combine them with whatever it is you use to make your smoothies, they go really well together, right? And if you've listened to our podcast before, or you've read our blog, you know all about my deep desire to be a name creator, right? Do you remember when I've told you this story before, that it's my secret dream to be a name creator? That is a job that doesn't exist. And when people ask me, tell me a job that doesn't exist that you would think would be cool, name creator always comes up, right? So this is like the person who is in charge of naming colored pencils, or the colors of fabric in clothing catalogs, or naming pets and naming their appliances. Yeah, that I'm that kind of person, right? Everything in our house has a name, which is pretty ridiculous, but that's the way we roll around here, right? So I gave these combos little names so that you can also kind of remember them easier, right? And now I want you to keep in mind, I want to remind you again, that these are just ideas of pairings, right? And the idea is that this is not the full component of your smoothie. You add this to your favorite, you can add any other vegetables or fruits that you're using, or your favorite base, or your favorite non-dairy milk, or green leafy vegetables, or protein, or any of the other things that I mentioned, right? These are just the jumping off points. Some of them are more kind of complete than others. Others are just a couple of ingredients that really go together. And then just make these your own. These are just kind of food pairing ideas for your smoothies. and you just add your non-dairy milk, your greens, your additions, and you blend them up. Okay, so the first one is the colada. And this is very lazy on my part, but it's the best way to remember this one. Here, what I want you to combine is some pineapple with some coconut milk. That's the non-dairy milk you would use. Coconut meat or coconut flakes. And this is just a match made in heaven, right? It's a match made in heaven. All right, next up is the cherry Garcia. Here, this is one of my favorite smoothies, by the way. And I think this is in one of our What I Eat in a Day videos, maybe the weekend edition of our What I Eat in a Day in our YouTube channel. You can go check out how I make this one. But this one includes pitted cherries when they're in season and nice and juicy and sweet, banana, dates, some chia seeds, and some cocoa powder. Now, I think the one in the video had different, it didn't have all of these components, but these are really great components. They go really well together. Okay, next up is the rainforest. If you love green smoothies, this is a great option. So the rainforest includes lots of greens. You can choose your favorites, collards, kale, spinach, romaine, anything you like. Some cucumber, a squeeze of lemon juice, some green apple, and a slice of pear for sweetness or your favorite sweetener. So this one is a little more on the refreshing side, but you can sweeten it up too if you prefer. All right, next up is the tangerine dream. And for this one, I love pairing tangerine, hemp hearts, and a little piece of a peach or nectarine. And it's gonna be yellow, it's gonna be gorgeous, and the flavors just really, really go well together. Pretty cool. Okay, keep in mind, by the way, that with color, green leafy vegetables are always gonna kind of affect the color of your drink. So just keep that in mind, but I don't think that matters. I don't think color is that important. And berries, on the other hand, are gonna turn everything really like a dark shade of purple, which is beautiful. And spirulina, chlorella, things like this, this is gonna make a smoothie so green, like this really dark evergreen that is also pretty cool. I've even seen people on Instagram use a tiny bit of spirulina with a very white-based kind of shake and, you know, maybe some other fruits, and it turns it into kind of this crazy blue color. It's pretty cool. But the color is secondary, but I just wanted to mention it because in things like the tangerine dream, if you leave it just like this, it's going to be a beautiful kind of light peach color. But if you start adding greens, it's going to make it maybe a brown color, but it doesn't matter. It's still going to be good. All right, next up, the banana split. That one sounds really good, right? So for this one, banana, strawberries, some cocoa powder, and a couple of dates. Dates are great for sweetening up a smoothie naturally, and you just have to make sure you blend it really well so that they kind of get blended. If you have, by the way, a high-powered blender or a Vitamix blender, you have nothing to worry about. It's just gonna pulverize anything you add into it. Okay, the green goddess. Banana, this one's really easy, and I think this may be the one I make the most often. Maybe, because I love my green smoothies and I love kale. So the green goddess includes banana, lots of kale, and some pineapples. So the pineapple is going to add sweetness and a little bit of that refreshing taste, that fresh taste. The banana is going to thicken it up, and the kale is going to add tons of nutrition. And of course, to this, you can add your protein powders, your non-dairy milks, anything else. Okay, the coffee addict. We have one for all you coffee addicts out there. So here you add a little bit of brewed coffee. It's just a bit. This isn't supposed to be the substitute for the non-dairy milk. No, it's just a little hint of a coffee taste. So just a small amount will do. You add some cherries or mixed berries, and these can be frozen or fresh. You add some vanilla extract and a little bit of agave or maple syrup. And to this, you can add anything else that you like. All right. The crazy kiwi. The crazy kiwi includes romaine lettuce, kiwi, and green grapes. Grapes are wonderful when they're very sweet to kind of sweeten things up. And this is going to be a really kind of refreshing, tropical, but also sweet smoothie. It's really delicious. And next up, we're continuing with our green kind of theme, but this is like powerful green. This is, yeah. I've called this one Under the Sea because what it includes is some kale, lots of kale, spirulina, which is going to turn it that very dark shade of evergreen, which is so beautiful. And it's going to add lots of protein and lots of minerals. I include some banana. So we've got kale, spirulina, banana, dates, and some berries. This is going to be like a crazy shade of smoothie, but it's powerful. And the flavors are just really good together. All right, next up is the Blue Lagoon. And I love this one. This one includes blueberries, blackberries, which I love in a smoothie, and some spinach. A bit of spirulina or chlorella, another one of those options. If you're wondering how you can include these, just a little bit. And your favorite sweetener. Really good. I love the Blue Lagoon. Both Under the Sea and the Blue Lagoon, I love when spirulina is on sale, because it can be very expensive. Okay, the monkey is up next. And for the monkey, I love to add hemp hearts for that protein source. I love adding some banana, a little bit of mango. Now, because banana and mango are both very sweet and kind of thick, they're part of those bases that I talked about, just use a smaller amount of each, right? Not the same amount you would use normally. And that way you have kind of a change in the flavor. Here you can add some frozen broccoli stems, or you can add greens if you prefer. You can add dates or your favorite sweetener to sweeten things up a little bit. Here you won't need to add too much because that banana and that mango will sweeten it up plenty. All right, the apple strudel is really yummy. The apple strudel, if you're kind of craving something really sweet and you want something to drink, this is a great smoothie. Here is one of those places where I love using oats, and you can use some oats. You can use a piece of apple or some unsweetened applesauce. You can use dates, cinnamon, and nutmeg. And here is a great place where you could add some of that non-dairy yogurt too. Pretty cool. This is more a dessert, right? Sounds more like a dessert. It's really, really yummy. Okay, the PB&J. You know me and PB&J. I always have to include some sort of PB&J something or other whenever I'm talking about meal ideas. So this one includes peanut butter, strawberries, banana, and a little bit of vanilla extract. Vanilla extract really helps kind of kick things up a notch and makes them sweet, and it adds another layer of the flavor. I really like to add a little bit, just a drizzle. Pretty cool. Okay, next up, I'm really excited about this one because this is when you want something very fancy and kind of elegant, and it looks beautiful, and you're kind of also, I don't know, it's different. It's not that rich. It's a little bit more refreshing. So here what you would combine is some carrot juice, some orange or tangerine, ginger, fresh ginger, not the powdered ginger, but fresh ginger, and some dates to sweeten. And here I would recommend not using greens because the color of this baby is just dreamy. It's so wonderful. And the same thing is going to kind of happen with our next one, which is the pink flamingo. And if you want something a little more refreshing, because sometimes in the summer, at least for me, I don't feel like having those very rich smoothies that are kind of really sweet. I just want something a little bit more refreshing, but that is not a juice and it's still a smoothie. So the pink flamingo includes watermelon, and that's going to be kind of your biggest base. In fact, this is kind of a hybrid between a smoothie and a juice, because you don't really have to add non-dairy milk if you don't want to. You can make this with a little bit of water, or just add the watermelon. Is going to become so juiced up. It's going to really kind of blend very well, and it's going to be more watery than thick. So this is a great option when you want something refreshing. You can add non-dairy milk, of course, if you want to. But this one includes watermelon, cucumber, some grapes, and just when I say grapes, it's just a few grapes, you know, just to add sweetness, some fresh mint, and a squeeze of lemon. Whenever you want to make something kind of a little more refreshing, add a squeeze of lemon. It's going to add brightness to the flavors. Pretty cool. So those are two that are kind of fancy and very pretty. The Ladies Who Lunch, which is that orange tangerine-like carrot juice smoothie. It's really amazing. And the Pink Flamingo, based on that watermelon. So good. Okay, another one that I love, another pairing, is the Tropical Paradise. And this is banana, kale, papaya, if you like papaya, and a squeeze of lemon or even lime. And to sweeten it up, you might need to add, but not necessarily, because papaya can be very sweet. So just taste it before. Oh, by the way, always taste your smoothie before you add any sweetener, because it might be sweet already. So, and by the way, an overly sweet smoothie, that's not good either, right? That's the main reason why I said that, because I've had my fair share of extremely sweet smoothies and you can't drink it all. Okay, so in the tropical paradise, for sweetening, I like green grapes, dates, or your favorite sweetener if you don't have any of these available. Okay, the summer cool down, another great one for summer. This one includes romaine lettuce, some cucumber, lemon, fresh ginger, green apple, and some green grapes and fresh mint. This is all about the veggies and the fruits, and it's really refreshing for summer. You could even make this one with water to just have a total refreshing drink. By the way, you can make all of these with water and not use non-dairy milk if you want it to be a little fresher tasting. It's going to be less thick, but it's going to be so yummy. So I'll say that one again, the summer cool down, because it's sounding really good about now. It's so hot in here, I can't even tell you. So romaine lettuce, cucumber, lemon, fresh ginger, green apple, some green grapes for sweetness, and a little fresh mint. Really good. Okay, we're almost done. And the next one is what I call the Japanesey. And this includes banana, pineapple, your favorite greens, and matcha green tea powder. If you've ever bought this little very small container of matcha green tea, which is also expensive, but it really lasts a long time. It's the type of green tea we use to make desserts and that kind of thing. It's great to add a little bit to a smoothie. It adds a very nice kind of different layer of flavor. And when you pair it with greens, pineapple, and banana, it's amazing. So that was the Japanesey. And my last combo, I had to leave this one for last. It's the 1950s milkshake. And this one I love to make with banana, cocoa powder, a little bit of protein powder to kind of really give it that rich texture, and my rice coconut milk, the one I told you about, which is very sweet and very delicious, and add some spinach and some strawberries, and you blend away. And, you know, these are just some ideas, guys, of flavors that go really great together. Just add your favorites to these, right? Add other things. Swap out what you don't like. Add your non-dairy milk or your water to the blender. Add more fruits and veggies. Add a sweetener that you like. Add protein powders. Add seeds. I mean, the idea is that you make these your own. I was just going to give you some ideas that just the flavors kind of go together. And give you ideas, because we kind of end up making the same smoothies over and over again, right? Now, before you go, do not forget to go and check out our free course. I'll say that again. You can go to bramble.com/breakfast, and you can also go to the post that goes with this episode. You have the link there. And once you've signed up for the course, in the printables section, you'll find Bramble's Guide to Smoothies. And it has all of the different kind of sections where you can pick and choose ingredients from and make your smoothies in a different way every day, which is pretty cool. And that's basically all I have for you today, guys. So don't forget that if you want to help support this podcast, all you have to do is leave us a little rating on iTunes if you listen to our podcast via iTunes. It really helps us kind of rank higher in searches, and it helps other people find all of this information. Now, today's episode was really light and fun and all about food, but we've got lots of episodes where we help support people on their vegan journey or on their relationship with food and their bodies. And I think that it's a message that is sometimes lacking, especially in the categories that have to do with diet and food. And I think it's really helpful. It's helped so many people. I've gotten so many amazing comments from you recently. And a great way you can help other people find this information and find our podcast is to leave us a rating and a review. And all you have to do that from your phone is you go to your podcast app, you type in Bramble in the little search icon, and you go to our podcast, you click the reviews tab, and you click write a review, and you leave it there. And if you want to do it from your computer, if that's easier for you, you just open up your iTunes and you click Bramble, you go to the podcast, and you leave us your review in the reviews section. That's all. And I can't thank you enough if you get the time to do that. I know it takes a little bit of time, but I'd be beyond grateful. And you're going to help us spread our message even more. You know, this content is free. It's always going to be free. So we really just want to reach more people, and we need your help to do it, as always. So I hope you love today's episode. I hope you're making smoothies left and right this summer. And let me know what your favorites are. You can leave them in the comments in the post that go with this, that goes with this episode. And as usual, I will see you again next week on Thursday, which is our little date as usual. Have a great week.